Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Shirley Worsham, W-O-R-S-H-A-M. Address is 3363 Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, Lane, Chico, California, 95928, phone 916-712-1883. ID is XXXXX7487. Date of birth is February 1, 1946, 76-year-old. Retired divorced woman. Insurance is Medicare / Americo, AMERICO / Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is Walmart in Chico. It is addressed to Dr. Mintra, M-I-N-T-R-A-S-A-E-F-O-N-G. P-A. Below that, just say Dr. Roy L. Bishop, M-D. Below that, Argyle, A-R-G-Y-L-L Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independence Circle, Chico, California, 95973. Below that, 530-899-0130. Below that, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of being treated for tremor, subparagraph. Patient gives a familial history of tremor, suggesting familial tremor. Current complaints, severe back pain, vacillating from time to time, producing dyssomnia with sleep disruption with movement. Subparagraph, previous history of multiple spinal surgeries. Subparagraph, current complaints of lower extremity motor weakness. Dear Mintra, S-A-E-F-O-N-G, and Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Shirley Worsham for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. We had an extended face-to-face discussion today about her current symptoms and her previous care. New paragraph. She currently complains of bilateral lower extremity weakness, difficulty with perception of her feet on the ground, a cause of stumbling and falling on two occasions at home. New paragraph. As you may remember, she has had 8 previous spinal surgeries. Subparagraph, imaging studies from 2020 were reviewed today, showing evidence for relatively serious cervical, thoracic, and lumbar degenerative disease with multi-level spinal stenosis and neuroforaminal narrowing. New paragraph. She is currently taking a combination of Cymbalta, Tramadol. No, not Tramadol. gabapentin, and duloxetine for pain management. New paragraph. Trials of extended-release propranolol 60 milligrams have been beneficial in controlling most of her tremor by her report. Subparagraph today, she demonstrates no tremor during her office visit or examination. New paragraph. In review, she takes an appropriate regimen of vitamin supplements. New paragraph. She currently has a spinal stimulator placed at Dr. Lipman, L-I-P-M-A-N-N, apostrophe S, Dr. Lipman's pain management clinic that is providing some additional benefit in spinal pain reduction. Subparagraph, she questions today as to whether she should continue with her stimulator, and I've indicated to her that this is probably beneficial. Subparagraph, by her report, her serious spinal pain, particularly occurring at night, has never been treated with a narcotic analgesic regimen. New paragraph. She gives a history of serious symptoms of left sciatic in the past. Subparagraph today on clinical examination. Extension of the right leg at the hip induces sciatic radicular symptoms. New paragraph. She was evaluated by Dr. Singh locally 2 years ago for possible neuropathy and completed electrodiagnostic study. Subparagraph. By her report, she was told that his testing was not revealing. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today demonstrates hypesthesia to temperature on the dorsum of both feet. A moderate level of reduction of proprioception in both feet. Distal reduction in vibratory sense and reduced sensation to sharp in an apparent lateral aspect and the dorsum of both feet. New paragraph. Her motor examination demonstrates weakness on flexion of both lower extremities and flexion of the left foreleg greater than the right, with a reduction in hallucis extension more on the left than the right, new paragraph. Imaging review indicates that she was previously recommended to complete cervical imaging because of the identification of cervical stenosis. On previous thoracic MRI last year. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and her presentation, particularly with the findings of ataxia and symptoms of distal neuropathy, noting that a neuropathy medical evaluation has not been completed, we will consider moving forward with that as she returns for electrodiagnostic studies on both lower extremities. New paragraph. In considering the complexity of her findings and care, and noting that her motor examination on neurological testing shows dyspraxia in the upper and lower extremities without cogwheeling or inducible neuromuscular rigidity, we will obtain MR imaging of the brain as well. Subparagraph, she has no history of cognitive decline by her report. New paragraph. I will send follow-up reports as we move forward in the process of this complex evaluation. And then signed, new paragraph, for the time being, she seems to do very well on the propranolol, which should be continued in my signature.